It is Monday morning as we start a Monday in the month of August. And, of course, we always like to kick you off with a positive note. And speaking of kickoff, we've got a football story today. But here he is.
I like your nice pun tie-in right there,
yeah, McCurley. Yeah, you gotta be creative around here, especially when you work with these folks.
I understand. Man. Hey, I get it. Look, you throw in the football term right there, Coach Poto's positive press. On this Monday is going to speak of a former student and player. You know, I used to coach football at Chillsburg, and I enjoyed it. I was a special teams coordinator. I was a running back coach for a few years. But 2 years when I was at Chillsburg, I was the wide receivers coach. And one of the 2 years that I served as a wide receivers coach, there was a receiver that we had that was a stud, McCurley.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, stud. And we're talking about Takari T.K. Kennebrew. And my man T.K. is – at University of North Alabama playing football, and he's a UNA football legend now, but he was unanimously voted preseason offensive all UAC team as a wide receiver.
9 coaches in that conference selected him at the top of the list. He's a, when you say unanimous,
yeah.
And it's funny because UNA put out a poster that had UNA animus. Unanimous.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was so cool. But
good job, social media team at UNA football.
I'm telling you. But here's the thing. He's an all-time touchdown receiver at UNA.
Yeah.
He actually caught a touchdown pass against Florida State last year. They had a 13-0 lead on Florida State at halftime.
Yeah, I remember that.
Deep in the first half. Now, I will tell you, I remember one thing from calling back at Chillsburg. And I don't know if you remember this one play, but I can remember we were playing at John Cox Stadium. He was split out to the left side going toward the field house, and they threw a little swing pass to him. And some kid, and I don't even remember who they were playing, but some kid tried to come up and tackle him. And Coach Poto, he just shucked him off like it was a ear of corn. And then he had one other guy that he hurdled.
Yeah. Freak of an athlete.
Yes.
Could throw it down the basketball court.
And then he outrun everybody else.
Oh, I saw it for 2 years. I mean, he was, like I said, I can remember, no joke, the head coach at the time, Coach Beverly, you know, oftentimes we'd go for it on fourth down, you know, just to roll the dice and not play so conservatively. And our play card most of the time on fourth down was just throw it up to
get
TK.
Get it to Kennebrew.
Because he's a grown man out there with little, you know, little kids.
Really,
and he would go up and get it. But, yeah, I mean, he, you know, just to see the success that he's had, I think he's got his degree from UNA now. Mm-hmm. Just so proud of UTK and the fact that you are voted unanimously, too. You know, you not only have our respect right here in your hometown community of Childersburg and Sylacauga, but you've got it through the whole United Athletic Conference.
And I can remember also his size. But now he's even, when I say muscular, he is really beefed up. And I believe he could be a physical wide receiver in the NFL. Correct me if I'm wrong. If I am wrong, I'm sorry, but I don't remember anybody from Childersburg High School who ever played in the NFL.
I don't think we've had NFL. Childersburg's got NBA and MLB alum, but no NFL. So TK could set history.
Yeah, I really could. Now, like I said, I don't know the record books back before, but in my memory, I remember a lineman that went to Alabama and played 4 years, Terrell Chapman, at Alabama. But as far as – and I don't know if he got – into the league a little bit or not, but either way, TK is a very special athlete.
Yes,
and I mean,
great kid,
I look,
too. Yes. So proud of you, TK, man.
And
keep
I look
going.
For good things to come out of him.
Yeah, absolutely. So shout out, this Coach Poto's positive press was special because I got shout out a former student of mine, class of 2018. He sat in the front row right by my podium. I'll never forget it. And you know, one thing I remember about TK too at football practices. He was always just real light going, you know.
Yeah, kind of quiet.
Yeah, kind of quiet. You know, would crack a joke here and there. Was highly competitive when it was time to go. To see his continued success, and will, you know, continue on hopefully into the league.
And I'll tell you this.
Go do your thing for your senior season, TK.
He was pretty good on the basketball court.
Yes, he was. He's an athlete.
So, hey, I'm going to switch it to Coach Poto to give his little slogan here. But instead of the week, how about dominate the year?
Dominate the year. I like that. Yeah, guys, go dominate your year. TK, go dominate your year. Enjoy your Monday, guys.